Welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivikli Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shleim Layul Ben Sora, the Mordechai Ben Sora, Lilo Nishmas Malkovas Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Rab Shleim Chaim Ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok, the Ochaim Ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Isha Gitl Bas Rab Eliezer Manoach. We're always looking for new etzes, for ways and means to achieve greater and more meaningful bitochen in Hashem. That's really the key to everything, success in life, and menuchas hanefesh, and peace of mind, both of which are so extremely and direly coveted by all of us. There's an interesting Shari Tshuva for the Rabbeinu Yoina, the third Shar. It's Shar Hashlishi, it's in Islamic base. Ki seitze la milchoma al yivecho, ro iso sus varechev amrav mimcho, lo isiro mehem. You go out to war, and you see the enemy. Amrav mimcho has much better armed and fortified and capable of warfare than we are. The Torah tells us, forbids us to be afraid. Do not be afraid. I imagine that could be extended to so many different dangers that we face in life. And the Torah says, even though they seem overwhelming, they seem more powerful than we are. Do not be afraid of them. The Rabbeinu Yoina continues, Huzharnu bozeh, we are warned with this, shem yireh odom ki tzora kroivo. If a person sees a tzora is close, there's an army approaching. We're in trouble. This army is even more powerful than we are. Tihye Yeshuas Hashem bilvovoy. The salvation of Hashem, that concept that Hashem saves, should be in his heart, whatever that means. V'yivtach oleho. And he should rely on it, and he should trust it. So the Yeshua should be in his heart. The idea, the concept, the fact that Yeshua will come, salvation will happen, should be in his heart, and he should trust it and rely on it. Ki inyan shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, peches, achkoriv l'rei of Yeshua. Close to those who fear Hashem is the Yeshua. The Yeshua is close. For Yerei Hashem, Yeshua is close. Now it's clear from the Rabbeinu Yoina that this tia Yeshua Hashem b'vovoi, Yeshua should be in his heart, v'yivtach oleho, and trust it, that there's a two-step process here. It's Yeshua Hashem b'vovoi does not mean that he's trusting that he's going to be saved. That's v'yivtach oleho. Let's rely on the Yeshua. So Yeshua Hashem b'vovoi means something else. And the only hint to what that means is the posuk that he brings when he says, ach koroiv lirayov yishu. The Yeshua is close to the God-fearing people, to the people that fear Hashem. So it would seem that Yeshua Hashem b'vovoi means just as the enemy, or a powerful enemy, a more powerful enemy than I am, is approaching, he's koriv. So too is koriv the Yeshua. In my heart, I have to feel Hashem has an army stronger than that army. Hashem has the koyach to decimate that army. Hashem has all koyachas. And b'meila, I feel that in my heart. I'm not quite yet sure that's what's going to happen to me, that he's going to do it for me. But I know the Yeshua is correct. I'm not going to let this overwhelm me because I know the Yeshua is close. Just as the enemy is close, the salvation, the saving from that enemy is close. And then it seems once I know that, then Rabbeinu Yonah says, V'yiftach oleho. And the loisiro mehem of the posuk says, don't be afraid, is perforce, by definition, must be a two-step process. The first step of don't be afraid is the Yeshua is in my heart. I know Hashem is close. I know Hashem, the Yeshua Hashem is as close as the enemy. And I know that Hashem can say that I should maybe picture that counter army coming from Hashem, the power coming from Hashem of the Yeshua, but I'm not yet sure. And once I've pictured it, once I realize that it's close, then I can elevate myself to the next level of having bitochen in Hashem, that in fact, Hashem is going to save me. This is, I think, a very significant and important point. First of all, it seems from the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the loisir mehem is a chiyuv min ha-Torah to have bitochon. Because it says loisir means Yeshua Hashem should be bavoi v'yivtach olewa. That's the pshat in loisir. When there's a tzora coming, when a tzora is, he says, she'im yirah odom ki tzora kreivo. So it doesn't only mean milchoma, any tzora that's kreivo. The Yeshua should be in my heart and I should rely on it. So it seems there's a chiyuv to have bitochon, a chiyuv when there's a tzorah, and the process of getting there, it's not a one-step process. And that's very interesting because we might have thought that it is a one-step process. For example, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, actually, I mean, it brings this at the end of the first parak of Brochus, says, B'yiras Hashem miftachoyis. In the fear of Hashem is the strength. When one is afraid, I don't know, is Hashem going to help me or not? I'm fearful, I'm in danger. That's where the strength of bitochon comes from. But it seems from this Rabbeinu Yehuda that as automatic as it might seem to be, I'm in trouble, I turn to Hashem, there's no one else to turn to. The army is more powerful than I am. I must rely on Hashem. But it seems to get there, it's a two-step process. I'm faced with a challenge, whether it's a challenge of danger, whether it's a challenge of illness, whether it's a challenge of parnosa, whether it's a challenge of shiduchim, whatever the challenge may be, the first thing I have to do is recognize that the Yeshua is Korov. It's a two-step process. Unless I picture the Yeshua coming, unless I picture the closeness of the Yeshua, unless I picture that the Yeshua is around the corner, unless I picture the Yeshua happening, only then can I be expected. So the next time, and that should be any moment, any time of day or night, that I wish to develop my bitochon in the face of a challenge, I have to realize the process. The process is first stop and think. Yeshua Hashem b'vavoi. Yeshua Hashem koroiv. Hashem is koroiv l'chol koroiv. Hashem is close. Hashem is as powerful as any challenge is up to facing and overwhelming and conquering any challenge, and it's courage. I can see it happening. I can imagine it happening. It's right around the corner. I'm not sure yet that it's going to happen, but I can see it. I can feel it. I can sense it in my heart that Hashem is there with his army, Korev the Ray of Yishol, as close as the enemy is. And then that will give me the ability, the picture that I have, will give me the ability to rise to the occasion of relying completely and totally on Hashem, that he is, in fact, going to help me. This concept is a very powerful, very powerful concept. We find it even in the Nachash Nechoshes, in the Parsha, that they made it in order that we should recognize not to speak Lashon Hara, or that because we did Lashon Hara, they should be, the Klal Yisrael should be the Seder to Tshuva for the Lashon Hara, the Midbar. So the Torah says they make a Nechash Nechoshes, a snake, reminding us of the Nochosh that spoke Lashon Hara. Nechoshes, which is of the Lashon Nochosh. The color is a color that reminds us of Sreifa, the Sippur, who says, and the whole idea is to give us a visual. A visual is the first step to reaching our goal. When I can picture it happening, in science is a word they call it guided imagery. The visual of success, the visual of the Yeshua, the visual of the Nochosh recognizing how terrible this Lashon Hara is, that I'm acting in the way of a Nochosh, that can have the power to be Me'ira, the person, to action. Visuals are extremely important. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, the Talmud Mubak of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, writes about Rabbi Yisrael Shita and Liman HaMusa Mispilus. One of the things he refers to as Tziur Chushi, a sensory image, picture it happening, and that can allow us to get closer to accomplishing our goals. There's an amazing, amazing Sefer HaChinuch, in Parshas Bahar, in the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. And there he backdrops to the Tkiyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah. And he says it's different from Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, the Indian is, remember, Akedas Yitzchok. And unitzayer b'nafsheinu, ke'ilu, that we brought such a korban. We should picture in our own self, in our own minds, that we're doing the Kedas Yitzchot Tomasan. And through that, we'll be zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah. How could it be? I made a picture in my mind. I'll be zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah. Because that picture is so powerful. The picture is almost there. When a person pictures himself rising to that level of Avos Hashem, that he sees himself doing Akedas Yitzchot to his child, that brings him so much closer, that elevates him. It hasn't yet come to the poil, as Ramban says, but it's Bekoyach. He's brought forth, at least he's crystallized the Bekoyach, the ability to do it. And that's a schus because it's so powerful. So in terms of Bitochen, we have to think, it's a two-step process. When a person feels challenged, whatever the challenge may be, the first thing before I say, oh, I have to have bitochen, is to picture the bitochen. Yeshua Sashem Luvoboy, feel that it's possible. Recognize that the Yeshua is Kroivo. Recognize that Korov Nireya Bishuosoi, that it's close. And that will help us to rise to the next level, which according to Rabbeinu Yonah is imperative. Because Rabbi Yonah says, "Lo yisira mehem," when there is a tzora kroivo, we're not allowed to be afraid. Rather, what should we do? Rabbi Yonah says, "The lo yisira teaches us a chiyuv of a two-step process. First, that Yeshua Hashem will be the bovoy, to picture it, to feel it, to recognize how close it is, and that will allow us to put our trust in Hashem in these challenging times where the challenges are so great." We have to do everything possible to strengthen our bitochon. And it seems that this two-step process can truly be a very powerful tool to achieve that. Whatever the problem may be, the issue is korif. Whether it's illness or shiduchim or parnosa or sakonas, but the issue is korif. Hashem can do anything. Hashem is right there. Yeshua is Hashem korif. And then we'll be able to trust Hashem and Be'ezer Hashem to be zeichet to see Yeshua b'poyel.